Today is Tuesday, April 14th. Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thied. Severe overnight storms swept through southern Wisconsin, leaving widespread damage and knocking out power to tens of thousands of customers across the region. Sauk County Dispatch confirmed roof damage at the Milwaukee Valve facility. There were reports of trees that had fallen on homes and were scattered throughout the residential neighborhoods in Prairie du Sac. The storms caused extensive power outages throughout the Dane and surrounding counties area. According to Alliant Energy's outage map, 17,335 customers in Wisconsin remained without power as of 4 o'clock this morning. Portions of Grant, Richland, and Sauk counties were under severe thunderstorm warnings during the Monday late night hours into the overnight hours. The National Weather Service reports that severe thunderstorms are likely this evening across southern Wisconsin. All storms will be capable of large hail, 2 inches or greater in diameter, damaging winds, and locally heavy rainfall. The threat for a few tornadoes will exist along a narrow corridor that is still being refined. Crawford County authorities have arrested and charged a local couple in connection with an alleged long-term child abuse case. WRCO News reports 38-year-old Casey F. Cano and 35-year-old Mary L. Cano face multiple felony charges stemming from incidents that allegedly took place between January of 2018 and April of 2022 at their home. According to prosecutors, the couple is accused of physically abusing and neglecting 6 children. The criminal complaint alleges repeated belt beatings that at times left welts and caused bleeding, along with withholding food as punishment. Both individuals are charged with 6 counts of repeated physical abuse of a child causing bodily harm, 6 counts of neglect of a child causing bodily harm, and 1 count of causing a child under the age of 13 to view sexual activity. Court documents also indicate the children were removed from the home in April of 2022 in connection with a separate sexual abuse case involving another child. A court date for the couple has not yet been scheduled. Public Health of Sauk County is pleased to announce that it has received a grant of nearly $1,000 from the Community Foundation of South Central Wisconsin to help prevent illness and injury to people in our community who face the greatest health risks. The grant funding will be used to support 3 efforts: tick bite prevention supplies to reduce the spread of tick-borne illnesses, carbon monoxide detectors to promote safety in local households, and personal hygiene kits. These supplies will be distributed directly by Public Health Sauk County staff to established community partnerships and referrals. The items will not be available through walk-in requests at Sauk County Health Department. It's support from donors like the Community Foundation that helps our efforts reach more people in Sauk County, said Jesse Fallon, Deputy Director of Public Health Sauk County. We are extremely grateful for their support in improving the health and well-being of Sauk County residents. The City of Richland Center is accepting applications to fill a vacancy on the Common Council representing District 1, Wards 1, 2, and 3. Applicants must be 18 years or older, a qualified elector of the city, and reside within District 1. This appointment will be made by the mayor and confirmed by the Common Council, with the selected individual receiving the remainder of the term through April of 2027. Applications are due Friday, May 1st at noon. The Common Council is expected to consider the appointment at their regular meeting on the evening of Tuesday, May 5th at 6:30. For more information or to apply, visit the City of Richland Center website or contact the City Clerk's Office at 608-647-3466. Shake Rag Alley Center for the Arts is inviting community members to get creative at its upcoming Makers and Shakers Art Party, Gemstone and Wire Pendant, scheduled for tomorrow night from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Lind Pavilion. Participants will learn how to craft their own custom necklace using gemstone beads, accent beads, findings, and 20-gauge wire. The class includes instruction on forming a double bale and designing a personalized pendant. All tools and materials are provided, including a cord necklace, and additional kits will be available for $3 to $5. Organizers say attendees will leave the workshop wearing their own work of art, making the event ideal for beginners, hobbyists, or anyone looking to create a handmade gift. The project fee is $10, but middle and high school students can participate for free. The SSM Health St. Clair Foundation is now accepting applications for its Healthy Community Partnership grants, which provide funding for projects, programs, and activities that advance the health and wellness of those living in the greater Baraboo, Lake Delton, and Wisconsin Dells area. Those working on innovative ideas, collaborative projects, or programs who need seed money for implementation are encouraged to apply. Grants are awarded 2 times per year, spring and fall, with a maximum grant award of $2,000 each cycle. The application deadline for this spring grant cycle is Wednesday, with all gifts awarded by June 15th. Eligible programs and activities for funding include, but are not limited to, health education disease screening, fitness and wellness assessment and improvement, research, speakers fees related specifically to health and wellness and serving the areas underserved. The project must impact residents in SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo service area, practitioners in all fields of health, educators and school districts, employers, civic organizations, and service clubs are encouraged to apply. Collaborative proposals are always welcome. For more information regarding the Healthy Community Partnership Grant Program and to obtain a grant application, contact Julia Randles, SSM Health St. Clair Foundation Director, at 608-356-1449 or visit stclair.com/foundation and click on the Healthy Community Partnership Grants link. WRCL News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.